Hello everyone and welcome to my review of The Ruling Class. Jamie Lloyd's Trafalgar Transformed continues its second season with the first major revival of Peter Barnes's comedy since it was first performed in London in 1968. And also returning to take the lead in the play is James McAvoy, following his triumph as Macbeth in the inaugural season last year. Despite being close to 50 years old, some might say that the themes explored here still have a huge relevance today. It's an often savage attack on Britain's class system and the arrogance of those from a privileged background. Whether or not the situation is still quite as bad as Barnes depicts it is open to debate. I sometimes felt that certain aspects of the play betrayed its age, and that Lloyd's direction, normally so sure-footed, didn't help, with some scenes feeling a little static. That said, The Ruling Class still has a lot more good than average. McAvoy gives a first-rate performance as Jack, the 14th Earl of Gurney, who's inherited the family estate following the untimely and unusual death of his father. And therein lies the problem for the Gurney family. Jack is a paranoid schizophrenic who believes that he is God. And so for the greater good, but mainly themselves, the other members of the Gurney clan decide that the title mustn't be left at the mercy of this lunatic. In what is an hilarious and often deliciously surreal first act, everything from the aristocracy, psychiatry, sexual hypocrisy and right-wing views on immigration and Johnny Foreigner are laid waste, as the family try to hang on to what is theirs. But all of it is to no avail, as Jack, a messiah in a sharp suit and a floral shirt, with a continuing message of love and tolerance, flat bats every attempt to wrestle the title away from him. In the second half, though, things turn decidedly black. After what seems a successful conversion to the views that his blue-blooded relations hold dear, Jack takes on a whole different persona altogether. McAvoy is quite mesmerising in the central role. He displays not only a neat touch for comedy as well as a darker side, but also brings an often visceral physicality to the part. And Lloyd has surrounded him with a top-notch cast of British comedy actors who do the production proud, including Anthony O'Donnell and Ron Cook, who are delightful as family butler Tucker and Sir Charles Gurney, respectively, while Paul Leonard and Forbes Mason show a wonderful versatility by taking on some 11 parts between them. The Ruling Class wavers a bit here and there, especially in the second act, but this is still another high-quality addition to the Trafalgar Transformed story. It continues until the 11th of April. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.